This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning and happy Friday. Everyone's looking forward to the weekend.
That's right. We made it.
Yeah, it was a real busy and long week, but it went by real quick, surprisingly.
Yeah, it's a good busy.
Yeah, real good busy. As I know, farmers are probably looking to wrap up any harvest operations potentially this weekend or rolling through into next week. We're really moving along and when it comes to harvest. I know that my family, they said that they're going to be done before Thanksgiving, which is a rarity during this time of year, right?
Excellent. Yeah, I know my dad's been busy cutting and baling here the last few weeks, so hopefully he'll be able to get things done over the next week and a half or so.
Yeah, it's always a busy time of year, and when they're done, it's always a great feeling. However, this year, not as much excitement behind it, but hopefully next year a little bit better, especially if we get more rain rolling through the spring and through the summer and helping those crops grow a little better.
That's right.
Reader thought about learning to ride a unicycle, but with training wheels.
Isn't that just a tricycle?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
All right, we're back after some minor technical difficulties early on this morning. It's Avery and Reader hanging you out with you for more mornings on this Friday. As Reader, what do you got planned for the weekend?
You know, not a whole lot. It's going to be kind of a relatively kick around home, take it easy kind of weekend, probably tidy up a little bit, maybe do a little laundry, just kind of catch up on things that I wasn't able to do during the week. And just relax a little bit.
For sure. Just the typical self-care type weekend in a way. I know that a lot of people are trying to get out and go fishing for the last time throughout these last few weekends, especially with some nice weather on the way here. Hang around the mid-20s throughout Saturday and Sunday. So I know that a lot of people are going to be taking advantage of that weather, hey?
Definitely.
CFGWFM.
Follow us on Twitter as more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Do you remember the first ticket that you ever got?
Seems to me it was when I was going to school in Medicine Hat, so it would have been about somewhere in that fall, 95 to through 96, 97 probably at that point. I remember I was driving down on, I believe it was Kingsway, and I think it was late at night, I don't know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and the street was fairly well lit, and I didn't realize that I didn't have my lights on. And I believe I got a ticket for that, if I remember correctly.
Okay, that makes sense. I think that's what it was. I've done that a few times, but had the pleasure of not being pulled over for it.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but it seems to me that was the first one I got.
Yeah, the first one I ever got was I went to Saskatoon to go get a laptop because I was going in a post-secondary in Saskatoon. So I left the farm, went to Saskatoon to get my laptop. On the way back, the laptop was like $700, and then rolled through a construction zone. I didn't see the signs for some reason. I don't know if I had my vision blocked by a semi passing in the left lane or something or what, but went through the construction zone going well too fast. It was an easy $400 ticket, so
yeah.
It was an $1,100 trip to Saskatoon and back, which is absurd. But you can shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. What was your first ticket?
Avery and Reader on Fox FM Mornings. It's more than a summertime fling.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Just wanted to give a shout out to all the coaches out there, considering it is National Coaches Week. Without you, we wouldn't be able to have all the fantastic sports we have throughout the area.
That's right. It takes a lot of people to help make these things happen, and the coaches are a vital part of it. They volunteer their time. They put a lot of work in to help give our kids an opportunity to play.
Oh, and they change people's lives for sure. Yeah. You could almost call them heroes, hey?
Reader wants to drive a Zamboni. If you're willing to let him, please pre-submit your insurance claim.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Plenty of pierogi suppers going on throughout today and rolling into the weekend. There's one coming up on Sunday at the Benito Senior Center.
That's right, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. this Sunday at the Benito Senior Center. You can phone in your order. It's a takeout pierogi supper. Phone in your order to 204-539-2041 starting at noon on Sunday. And you can also have it delivered if you're living in town there. It's being sponsored by the Wade Phillip Galloway Skate Park Committee. So if you're looking for some Sunday supper, maybe think pierogies.
Oh, and it's such an easy thing to do. Of course, you get to save yourself some time from cooking a meal. And of course, the family will enjoy it regardless.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just a little butthurt that I'm out of here this weekend and I will not be able to attend.
Avery and Reader are learning more about each other every day. Some days, Avery goes home crying.
You're a monster!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Those who grew up with a bunch of Mario games, whether it was Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, so on and so forth, Mario's finally hitting the big screen.
I know they've made a live-action movie in the past, like several years ago.
Yeah.
But I think that kind of fell away into the mist of times. It didn't do real well.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how this one does, as there's quite a star-studded cast. You're looking at Chris Pratt as Mario.
Oh.
You also have Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach.
Okay.
You have Charlie Day as Luigi.
Nice.
Jack Black as Bowser. Keegan-Michael Key as Toad.
I like that.
I'm really excited to see how these people animate their voices to try and match the characters throughout the game.
It's a very funny cast.
Oh, it really will be. And it's set to come out in 2022. So we'll see. I guess we'll see how that looks during the holiday season. So we still got to wait a year and a bit before the movie comes out.
I hope they have all like the music from the game and the sound effects and everything fit into the game somewhere.
Yeah, that would
into
be pretty
the movie,
sweet.
Pardon me.
Yeah, I guess I'm sure there's going to be just endless Easter eggs in this movie. It's going to be
just smashing bricks everywhere they go as they walk around, just punching the air and jumping.
That's all the movie's
predicated
on. Throwing
banana peels around to slip.
Forget the caramel milk secret. Reader wants to know how Reese's gets the peanut butter into the cups.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Good morning and happy Friday as everyone's looking forward to the weekend here. And we just got a text from Bobby, said that the first ticket that he got was a speeding ticket. Not a surprise for him, though.
Yeah. I think we've all maybe had one of those. I know I've had a couple in my driving career.
Yeah,
not
so
for a long time, though.
Yeah, I think the last one that I got was back when I lived in Saskatoon going to broadcasting school.
Mm.
A few cameras.
They gotcha.
Yeah, they snagged me a couple times. So made sure to slow down. Whenever I saw one of those bad boys, they always seem to get you at the worst
Learning
time.
The hard way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Avery may seem like a nice guy. However, if Darth Vader asked him to join the dark side, he would.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Well, the color changing in the trees is definitely noticeable. However, I haven't seen a lot of leaves falling from the trees just yet.
I noticed some blowing around yesterday, and as I was driving around a little bit, saw a few on the streets here and there, for sure.
I know the gardeners will probably be bagging those bad boys and trying to rototill them into the garden because it always gives nutrients to the soil for the garden next year.
That's what the good ones will be doing. The bad gardeners will be using their leaf blowers and sending them into their neighbors' lawns.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Well, it seems like this past 2 years has been a bad dream, but some things that have gotten us through it. A series, Tiger King, coming back for a second season. I didn't watch much of it. I watched some parts of it. Didn't really intrigue me as much as it did, like 34,000 people during the pandemic.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch it either.
There were some iconic moments that caught my attention, like this clip right here is so relatable on every level.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
Like a bad night on a weekend or something like that where you come home and you look at your bank account and
you
you're like...
You go out and have a little too much fun.
Yeah, exactly. And you're just like, oh my gosh, what happened last night?
It's time to pit hit against favorite. A Fox On Demand vote begins now.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just got a text from Crystal from right here in Yorkton. She said back when she was 16, she was freshly licensed, ended up getting in a fight with her boyfriend at the time, and she was just steaming mad, ended up flying through a stop sign, and that was her first ticket.
Oh,
that's unfortunate.
Damn.
So you always got to take a breather whenever it is a rough day and you're a little angry and your foot might be a little heavier than usual.
You know, sometimes it's stuff like that. It just snowballs.
Oh, it does.
One thing leads to another and another and another, and then it's a whole ball of... and then your day is just shot.
It never ends.
CFGW FM. Traveling along the number one, it's 102.9. As more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just got a text from Mum saying to bring nice clothes for the weekend, along with certain clothing items that may be needed for family pictures.
Ah.
So I'm really excited for family pictures because it's nice to get those, especially early on, because normally we take them in the winter.
Oh.
So we have to put up with like minus 20, minus 30 temperatures sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's a lot better to do it in the fall.
Oh, definitely. Plus you get... The fall colors. You may not have the white snow to be in the background as you take your nice family pictures, but you get the autumn colors.
Exactly.
The earth tones.
And I think that's the mentality that my parents have when it comes to taking it in the winter so that it matches for Christmas pictures.
Okay.
However, I think that it should always be taken in the fall, especially if you get youngsters that are not a fan of taking pictures and have to sit still for more than 5 minutes.
It's always tough to get everybody standing still and looking at the camera and smiling, and it's pretty much almost impossible to get everybody in the same mode all in that one instant.
Exactly, especially when the camera is on a timer and someone has to hit the button and then run all the way and get into position.
And then you're just staring into the camera. Okay, did it take it? And that's the big thing, too, after you set the timer. Okay, I think it took the picture, but I'm not sure.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc loves football. Good, because around here, it's like a job requirement.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
A ton of junior hockey action in the books for tonight as we look at the MJHL. The Swan Valley Stampeders looking to host the OCN Blizzard at 7 p.m. Going to be a great game there.
Of course, at the Centennial Arena in Swan River. Now, this is the fourth time now that the teams have played to start the season. And the Blizzard took the first two games. The Stamps bounced back here on Tuesday night to get a win over the Blizzard, and now going to see if the Stampeders can get a split of the season opening series.
For sure, and as for the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, a lot of changes. So tonight, Yorkton is set to go to Estevan. Weyburn was set to host to Melville, but Melville, all their games have been postponed until further notice.
Yes, as we've been mentioning, the Mills and the SJHL announced late yesterday that the Mills games have been postponed until further notice because there's been a positive COVID-19 case associated with somebody within the Mills organization. Of course, they don't say who that is. It doesn't really matter. The important thing is to note that there is a case within the organization, and so they're going to take the time to kind of make sure everyone is taken care of and make sure that people are as safe as possible. And then when things are rescheduled, they'll put out the information when that time comes.
So sorry to the millionaire fans out there. Gonna have to wait a little bit longer for your team to get back on the ice.
Reader's excited because he's got a lot of boring, pointless stories that Avery has never heard.
One trick is to tell him stories that don't go anywhere, like the time...
Pull up a chair and grab a coffee.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Sam Smith, Diamonds, Fox FM. Got a text from Beaker out of Camsack. Said his first ticket was for stunting in Yorkton, and the cops caught him in the exhibition grounds doing donuts.
Okay. Yeah.
That one will definitely get you a ticket for sure. Here in Saskatchewan, those actually range from like $560 to $2,700, which is quite a hefty one. That's more than any speeding ticket that I've gotten for sure.
Yikes. So, note to self. Don't get caught doing donuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good thing to keep in mind.
He was born and raised in farm country, so it figures that Reader's greatest allergy is grain dust.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
and you could win a Western Development Museum family pass for this weekend if you are a fox hunter.
Yes, indeed. This is your last chance to win that family pass. Look for an email coming out sometime today in order to have a shot at winning that family pass. You have until Sunday to enter. If you're not a fox hunter yet, you are missing out on some exclusive stuff. It's pretty easy to sign up. Just visit foxfmonline.ca and you can sign up all there. It's very easy.
Fox FM Mornings with Avery and Reader. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Well, it's a rematch of week one in the CFL between the Saskatchewan Roughriders and the BC Lions. As the game gets underway at 8:30 tonight, Reader, who do you think's going to come out on top, and what's your score prediction?
Oh, I think the Riders are going to get it done. They got a little bit of momentum back after their big win over Toronto last weekend, and I think that the Riders will pull it out. I'll say 35-24.
Yeah, that one seems pretty reasonable. The last game, the Riders ended up winning 33-29, and to seal it away, the Riders ended up getting a pick. So I think it'll be competitive. But green and white will come out on top 36-29. That's my score prediction for this weekend. Once again, kickoff is at 8:30 p.m. against the BC Lions out in Vancouver.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.